This is KNKX. The University of Washington football team plays Cal Saturday night at Husky Stadium. Both teams are 1-2 and desperate for a win. More from KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel. The misfortunes, Art, have been piling up for Husky football.
It's been a tough time, starting with last year. COVID-19 was raging at the time college football wanted to fire up. Washington got in only 4 games. They won 3, and they were North Division champions. But they had a COVID outbreak throughout the team. They could not field enough players to play in the Pac-12 championship game, and that defaulted to Oregon, the hated rival Ducks, and they won the Pac-12 title. So this year, coming back, it looked pretty good on paper because they had 10 returning starters on offense, 8 on defense. Then they opened the season against Montana and lost 13-7. Huge upset because Montana is a lower tier than the Huskies. They played 19 games in the series between Montana and Washington. Washington's won 17, and there was one tie. This was the first win since 1920.
For Montana, wow.
So it's every century Montana does this, and this happened to be this season. So the Huskies then went to Michigan, lost 31-10, played poorly right from the beginning. They failed to get in the first play in time and were called for a delay of game penalty on the first play. I have never seen that on a football team. And then they played poorly the rest of the game, lost big. Finally, they righted the ship a bit last week when they beat Arkansas State 52-3. Now, they're another lower tier team like Montana, so there is progress, a step in the right direction, but it still remains a mystery until they play a Pac-12 opponent.
So what are the biggest problems?
Well, Jimmy Lake has been quite upfront about saying it starts with coaching, and he's right. Now, all coaches will do that sort of thing. They don't want to throw players under the bus, but there is some issue there with Lake. He's so new to head coaching. He was a longtime assistant at many schools, including Washington, before he succeeded Chris Peterson in January of 2020. But last year was only 4 games, and this year, now he's had 3. So it really is his rookie year, and he's also got an assistant, offensive coordinator John Donovan, who doesn't come with anything more than a modest resume. And there's another little issue here of experience. Among the 125 players on Washington's team, 88 are either sophomores or freshmen. A lot of inexperience there for a lot of reasons, but it really is a difficult management problem.
Well, let's talk about the UW-Cal matchup. The last time these two teams met was 2 years ago at Husky Stadium, and Cal won 20-19. But the bigger story there was the weather, right?
It was unbelievable. Rain, wind, thunder, and lightning. All players were ordered off the field. The fans sought shelter in the stadium, and it lingered. This is not like the South, where a cloudburst lasts for 10 minutes and the sun comes out. This was 2 hours and 39 minutes. Players took their pads off. They were playing video games. The Cal players were making peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Finally got back on the field, and the Cal field goal kicker made his field goal with 7 seconds to go at 1:22 Sunday morning.
Oh.
The forecast is 75 and sunny for this game. Let's hope no more hijinks, no more goofiness, just a football game.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Thiel's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at knkx.org or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.